Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And I was just getting ready to just go. You know, I didn't need that. I don't need that. I know who I am. Good morning. Happy 4th of July, Upstate. This is the Tara Show. The Ingalls Markets Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. This is a time of morning that I used to like to sit out when we could actually, I think... Tim, people are, Charlie is doing the show from WORD now, right? He actually comes in now, right?
Yeah, on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, okay. See, it used to be that we didn't have to remote, and I could look out of the window this time of morning and look out on Mad Max Boulevard and see how mad everything was going. Ah, but the nostalgia. But there's going to be a lot of nostalgia in November. Well, for the Democrats anyway. Democrats are going to be nostalgic. If the polls and the mood of the nation are any indicator, the Democrats, because they are the ones driving the car, they're on track to receive an emphatic drubbing in the midterms, and I'm being nice. President Joe Biden has presided over a myriad of unmitigated disasters that have caused great hardship for me and you. And the fun part of this is that the Democrats actually believe the media. The Democrats believe the media. They're not even uttering perfunctory words of acknowledgement of the people suffering. They're not making obligatory promises to fix problems. Instead, they're coming back from the weekend going, you know, I drive a Chevy Volt and I just passed all the gas stations. And they've decided to also resort to a little trick, a little petty ploy. Recently, Project Veritas revealed a South Carolina candidate, you probably heard this verbatim, or not verbatim, ad nauseum, lately, but U.S. Senate candidate Crystal Matthews decided to have a discussion over the phone with a convict, a plan to get Democrats to run as Republicans so they could implement the left's agenda upon being elected. Crystal, we don't need that. We've got too many of that now. They're also meddling in other Republican primaries. Both NPR and Politico reported that Democrats are generously funding ads supporting Republican candidates across the state. The first stop was Colorado. Now, the only one that I know of, and I don't want to say I know it firsthand, but when Bill Connor was running for lieutenant governor, they threw a third Republican in there. I don't remember his name. And he went after Connor, and Connor focused on him. And, of course, then Ard won the lieutenant governor's seat. And then, of course, he had to resign because he was, you know, he'd broken a law in a few places. But that effectively took the vote and split it, where Connor might have been, you know, banging on Ard. Instead, he was distracted. And this is what this is how this game is played. The Democratic Colorado Super PAC spent at least $2.5 million on ads promoting GOP primary candidate Ron Hanks' conservative credentials. He ran against a moderate Republican, Joe O'Day, who experts believed had a chance at winning the midterms because he could persuade disillusioned Democratic voters to take a second look at Republicans. And despite their spending, when primary day came, the Democrats failed and O'Day won that contest. Nancy Pelosi had a state, had a PAC that ran $46,000 worth of TV ads in the 8th District of Colorado, highlighting State Rep. Lori Sane's anti-abortion and pro-gun stances. And despite the splurging, State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer won that contest, with Sane receiving only 19.6% of the vote. They also tried to play around in the gubernatorial primary. The Democratic Governors Association ran paid ads highlighting the fact that GOP primary candidate Greg Lopez opposes gay marriage and abortion. Despite spending $1.5 million on Lopez, he lost the nomination to Heidi Ganahl. They're sending out fake mailers masquerading as sent by the Colorado Republican Party containing bogus GOP and primary endorsements, hoping to mislead primary voters in the GOP. It is a violation of state law to deceive voters about the sender of mailers. What the GOP needs to do is actually sort of go after that. And this was far from the only place, Colorado. You know. Next stop was Illinois. Wow. That sounds like a real low-hanging target to me. Illinois Democrat Governor Pritzker spent $33 million to rig the Illinois GOP primary. He promoted far-right GOP gubernatorial primary candidate Darren Bailey, who he thinks is easily beatable in the main contest. Yet Bailey won the Republican nomination by receiving a huge boost from Trump's endorsement. Then there's Pennsylvania. The Democrat gubernatorial nominee Josh Shapiro spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on TV ads highlighting GOP primary candidate Doug Mastriano's skepticism about the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election. The hope behind those was that he would appeal to the Trump-supporting voters and win the primary contest. And Shapiro simply presumes he can beat Mastriano in the main contest. And then there's California, which you can never look at something like this and not not look at California. Pelosi's PAC was there again, promoting or paying to promote conservative GOP primary candidate Chris Matthes over his moderate rival GOP Representative David Valadao in the state's 22nd congressional district. Valadao is a tough local farmer from the artificially drought-stricken Central Valley, and he had voted to impeach President Trump back in January 2021. And despite Pelosi's efforts and money, Matthes lost to Valadao. This isn't the first time maneuvers like these have been applied. Claire McCaskill used to do it. She spent $1.7 million in adverts promoting the conservative credentials of GOP primary candidate Todd Akin. That was more money than Akin spent himself. And for most of the primary season, he was trailing in the polls. But McCaskill's ads turned his fortune around and he ended up winning the primary. McCaskill's gamble paid off and Akin lost to her in the general election. But it doesn't always pay off. Among the hacked Democrat documents released by WikiLeaks was a memo that Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook sent to campaign chairman John Podesta on April 2015. About the upcoming campaign strategy call. We need to be elevating the Pied Piper candidates so that they are leaders of the pack and tell the press to take them seriously. And he named Donald Trump as among Hillary's preferred opponent in the general election. They presumed that Trump's lack of political experience would go against him, but Trump turned it around and made it his biggest asset. He convinced voters that since he was not a member of the D.C. swamp, well, he was the only one who could drain it. And he persuaded everybody he was a free thinker. And in the end, Trump became president. And Hillary Clinton continues to raid the refrigerator of the box Chardonnay from Trader Joe's. So much for the integrity of elections, right? let's see. Can you still buy an 80% ghost gun kit without a manufacturer serial number, or has the bidden rule gone into effect yet? That I don't know, but I will find that out. I have not been paying that much attention. Do I hear the bump coming up? Okay, well, let me just shut up then. Turn that up a little bit so I can hear that when. That way I'll know to shut up and move on. When we get back, Biden blames gas stations for the high prices at the pump. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ah, early morning. The Ingalls Markets Talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I don't remember what year it came out. It was it didn't get a whole lot of press, but I thought it was hilarious. It was a movie called Gas. And this was about a gas shortage, and Donald Sutherland was in it, and a few other people. And in one part of it, a sister and a brother, which have an interesting relationship, the brother is insanely jealous of anybody the sister dates. So the brother tracks him down, and he's knocking on the door. And he's going, newspaper service, Candy Graham. He's saying whatever it takes for them to open the door. This is the way, that was Peter Aykroyd, one of the Aykroyd brothers. I guess that's why it worked for me, because all the Aykroyds, I think, are funny. But this is the way Joe Biden is trying to get you to accept the high gas prices right now, despite the fact that, he campaigned on shutting down the oil industry. He came in and did everything he could to shut the oil industry down on day one. He got rid of the Keystone Pipeline, which didn't do anything as far as making it easier to get oil from Canada to the Gulf Coast. Because now trucks are taking it down there. Which I would think that a pipeline would be safer than a truck environmentally, wouldn't it? All that greenhouse gas. But, I digress. So there's two possibilities here. Either old Joe doesn't know where inflation comes from, or he doesn't care. And it's getting so bad now that even the Chi-Coms are laughing at him. And this time, the intellectually blindfolded president has pinned the donkey tail on gas station owners. Which is laughable. When I prior to my radio career, I was a route guy, and I delivered stuff all over the city. And most of the chain stores of the day, the Kangaroo stores, the pantries, the drop-in stores, all of those stores are now basically independently owned. And owning an independent gas station or an independent convenience store is a very expensive business. And President Biden is blaming them for the high gas prices. He's telling companies that are running gas stations to bring down their prices because this is a time of war and global peril. Which, anybody notice that the Ukraine thing is not even in the news anymore? He said, my message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you're charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product and do it now. Let's recap, shall we? Inflation went from transitory to big oil and big meat's price gouging to corporate consolidations to Republicans to Putin did it to Trump's mean tweets about the Fed, and now it's the heartless, greedy gas station owners who have done it. Which prompted this reaction from China's top propaganda mouthpiece. Now, U.S. president finally realized that capitalism is all about exploitation. He didn't believe this before. Thank you, Mr. Chen. Even the Chi Coms are calling a hypocrite and urging him to come on over to the communist dark side. Because there's no daylight between Biden's demonization of often struggling gas station owners as greedy gougers and communist spewings about exploitation. And as with China, was this menacing undercurrent of Biden's statement. Gas stations tend to be independently owned and operated by little guys, meaning that Joe Biden has made them into what Stalin calls kulaks, enemies of the people who are to be liquidated. And that was the obvious implication from the Chi-Com tweet, which was so cynical it could have been done for laughs. But it actually prompted scorn from the actual plutocrat quarter. According to the New York Post, Jeff Bezos' net worth of $133 billion responded to Biden that claim this way. So, ouch, inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this. Why would, if you owned a newspaper, why would you have a Twitter account? I just, you know, stop the presses. It's either straight ahead misdirection or deep misunderstanding of basic market dynamics. You can decide. A pity the mogul can't seem to ask the paper he owns to look into this, and he's reduced to tweeting. But still, the best reaction was in this mocking tweet from an avowed normal. Great work, President Durwood. Coming from Kurt Schlichter of Town Hall. You should look up Durwood or Durwooditis in the Urban Dictionary. If you want me to do it, I can. Durwooditis. Oh, this man can't get anything right. He must have a brutal case of Durwooditis, the condition of always being wrong. Gas was around $2 at the pump when Trump left office. And now with Biden in office, it is at $6 a gallon in California, $5 a gallon elsewhere. There's a couple of places around here that seem to be tickling $4 a gallon. Maybe a little under even, I saw one place. This is all being accompanied by pan economy inflation brought on by monetary expansion or money printing. And many places around the world have also have high gas prices at the pump, but little or no inflation, like Switzerland. We're not among these kind of nations because, unlike the Swiss, our fearless leader still has no idea where inflation comes from. So, you know, nobody believed him when it's Trump. It's Trump's fault. We don't believe you, Mr. President. Oh, would you believe it's Putin's fault? But since all of these gas station owners are apparently independent for the most part, they don't have one unified voice to get out there and say, no, that's not true. When we get back, let's just cut to the chase and call the left what it truly is. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. Bad company, yeah. Yeah. Was that their rendition or Bob Seger's? Well, this is why I'm in talk radio. I don't know what I'm spinning. Still, sounded like Bad Company, though. Anyway, I digress. Ingles Markets Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. If you haven't already done, some of you have. Some of you already have, but if you're riding around thinking, well, Bill, I do this in the inner monologue. Bill, this isn't the way it goes. I mean, they're just wanting, they want the same thing we want. They just want to get there a different way. That's not what the American left is about. You are free of the burden of having to give them the benefit of the doubt because they are pushing an agenda that is evil, and they're hell-bent on accomplishing it, and they're saying so publicly. The late Charles Krauthammer, he used to make me so angry sometimes with some of the stuff he would say, but he was a person credited for the intriguing binary observation that conservatives view the left as stupid, but the left view conservatives as evil. And we see evidence of that second part constantly. The vehement hatred of you, if you put America first, is proven every day. The hatred burns so deeply, in fact, that they seek out ways to create out of whole cloth some sort of imaginative conspiracy of Trump working with Russia and double impeachments based on literally no evidence. They justify the advancement of ludicrous stories of deranged presidents lurching at steering wheels, even when one or more Secret Service personnel were present and able to say, well, no, that never happened. They claim that pro-lifers hate women. They claim that parents who don't want drag queens in their kids' schools are bigots. And they especially despise you if you're faithful to God, family, and nation. So, there's a lot of evidence that the second part of Krauthammer's theory is true. So, what about the first half? Should we give the left any benefit of the doubt as to their policy? Should we innocently believe they are simply misinformed, as opposed to radically devoted agents to an agenda that is not only anti-American, but in fact is evil. New York Post columnist Carol Markowitz has said many times that Krauthammer observation is not true. A lot of people respect her, but if that is indeed her, I don't know how she identifies. But I no longer can give them the benefit of the doubt. Maya Angelou is famous for saying, when a person shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Well, for this past week, and honestly for the duration of their term in office, but I mean, they actually say the quiet part out loud, the Biden administration has been and is telling us exactly who they are. When asked directly by a CNN anchor on live camera, what do you say to a family who can't afford $4.85 a gallon for months, much less years? Brian Deese, a top economic advisor to President Biden, responded in essence by saying that the stakes are too high, and this is about the future of the liberal world order, and that they would have to stand firm. So in other words, if you're having trouble surviving, paying double or triple the cost of energy, and, you know, we're telling you all you got to do is survive this. You also have to take this punch to the face to make the sacrifice for the greater good. And if you can't do so, tough bananas, our sacrifice will have been worth it all when it's all over and said. Which, when we're forced to do it, that's not sacrifice, by the way. That's coercion. Brian Deese is not lying. He's not shading the message. He didn't misspeak. He said exactly what he said. And they are standing firm. They're willing to impose suffering on the people they work for in order to bring their newly enlightened "we know better than you" reality. This is Hitler gassing humans. This is Thanos snapping his finger. Stalin executing dissidents and Bin Laden toppling buildings. All for some greater good. And it's not just energy. They don't care if your babies have formula, if your family has food. They don't care if you get killed in crime. They don't care if a boy exposes himself to your daughter in her locker room or if cashless bail states release criminals that just try to rape or assault her. They will accept any form of racism as long as you get blamed for everything. They despise police who are here to slow or stop evil in progress. And they help elect prosecutors who will refuse to hold the evil people accountable. And that is the liberal world order. But in order for them to bring it about, they must starve the serfs and take away any resource that would prevent them from rebelling. So no money or guns for you or me. So much for that benefit of the doubt. I will no longer sit back and say, well, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you. I served in the military, as you know, for 7 years. Lots of people served much longer than that. But I did my part for that amount of time. And knowing that I enabled some of these on the left to get to this point sickens me. It sickens me to know that I gave my youth to this nation, and this is what, I mean, I saw a World War II veteran crying the other day. Crying. Because he was saying, this is not the country we fought for. It's quite a sobering thought to sit there and think that you gave over the part of your life when that was when you were at your most powerful, your most physically whatever, and you gave it up and you volunteered it because you thought you were doing something good, and instead all you were doing was enabling. And the left, they're willing to kill, maim, bleed, assault, and starve you until you comply. Miss Angelou was correct. When someone's showing you who they are, believe them. We should stop them now because they have shown us who they are. When we get back, the UPS has gone woke, and they're going to do a couple of things that could be potentially breaking the law. As a go woke. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. The Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I have a friend named Lee Williams. They refer to him as the Gun Rider, and he caught this little nugget. I don't think we've seen this anywhere else, but this is actually a real thing. The UPS is terminating the accounts of gun dealers across the country, and any packages currently in the UPS system may be seized and destroyed. In a letter sent to one Florida gun dealer, Ghost Firearms, UPS said they were terminating the account because they may be violating laws concerning homemade firearm parts. And they sent a message. We write to inform you that UPS has learned that your company may be violating applicable laws concerning the shipment of ghost guns to unauthorized locations. In light of our concern, UPS has determined that it will cancel your account effective immediately. In various parts of the United States, certain things having to do with guns like suppressors, short-barreled rifles, ghost guns, or, you know, home kits. They're not ghost guns. They, you know, everybody should calm down about that, because Americans have been building guns since before there was an America. And in these states, they, you know, you can't have, like in New Jersey, hollow point ammunition is illegal. So you can't send hollow point ammunition to New Jersey, for example. Most gun dealers and most gun part manufacturers and most gun manufacturers understand the regulations. They have probably got a compliance department in most of these places, and they look to where they can and cannot send this stuff. And they take appropriate action. They make some places like Franklin Armory, they make California, New York compliant AR-15s. So that they can sell in those markets. But they, you know, nobody wants them in any other market, and they can't sell a regular AR-15 in those markets, so they make the compliant guns. Ghost's owner, Joe Zatar, was told all scheduled pickups will be canceled and that he cannot reopen another UPS account or ship anything from a UPS store or website. But what he's really concerned about is the $30,000 worth of products that he's got in the system right now. Because the letter that he got from the UPS states, please note that any package found in the UPS system determined to have been tendered by Ghost Firearms may be seized and destroyed. So like if he's sending a box of paperwork to the IRS for something, they're going to destroy that because it has his name on it. This is the shortcoming of these kind of policies. Zatar immediately called his UPS sales rep, who said he had no idea the account was terminated. Ghost Firearms sells uppers and lowers and handguards and OEM parts for a number of manufacturers. They also sell 80% receivers, which, by the way, are not mentioned. The AR-15 lower is not a rifle lower is not mentioned in any of the ATF stuff right now. It's all about the handgun stuff, which is harder to do than the AR-15 fire control group cavity, the handgun cavity, because it's so much smaller. Uppers and lowers and handguards and OEM parts have no serial numbers, so hence none of them are guns. So if you bought a barrel from Ghost Firearms, they're going to shred it or whatever they're going to do to it at UPS. Zatar said, we do not ship to states where they're not allowed. We are in total compliance. We had ATF here just 2 weeks ago, and they told us we were completely legal. Then there's retail giant Brownells. If you are not familiar with the gun industry, Brownells is like the Amazon of the gun world. They told their customers in a Facebook post Tuesday that they too were terminated by UPS. And they sell binoculars, and they sell, you know, they sell hats, and I mean... they sent out a post. Heads up, UPS has made the decision to no longer accept Brownell's packages. We are working to put an email together to send to customers who have their account defaulted to UPS or have open orders with UPS selected as the carrier. They did not, of course, specify in their post the reason why UPS terminated their account, and they removed the post after a few hours. And, of course, the UPS media relations personnel did not return calls or emails seeking comment for this story. This sort of reeks of Operation Choke Point, where they were trying to deny banking services to gun companies, gun stores, gun manufacturers, payment services to them, right? course, that got found out. So now, here we have UPS, who has made an arbitrary decision that any package coming from anybody that may sell these parts has these parts, and they're going to, they've terminated the account, so they won't be shipping it anymore. So we'll see what FedEx picks up on this one. You know, okay. There are other ways. There are other ways. I love it when these guys get out there and think, say to themselves, well, we'll just cut them off. But that's UPS. I've always respected UPS. I've always thought the drivers have a very hard job to do. They do it. A lot of my stuff comes via UPS. I guess not anymore. Operation Choke Point in play in a different light. Why? If it didn't work one way, maybe it can work another. That's the lovely part. They always play in the long game, those gun grabbers. Although, I wonder who got to UPS. I wonder what it was that made UPS go, well, we got to do something about these ghost guns we're shipping. Why are we shipping them? Open that up. Is that a ghost gun? What, it's a ball cap says Brownells? How insidious. Shred it. We don't have a shredder? Get a shredder. And then shred it. the left. That agenda of theirs. The wokeness. The wokeness is what gets me the most. The wokeness is what gets me the most. Every time I see somebody go woke, I'm just like, can't I just come in here and buy my groceries without having to worry about you being woke? Can't I just go and get this tire, these tires without having to worry about you being woke? I don't know. That hour went by fast, so we're going to do another one just to see how fast the next one goes by. How about that? You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.